Disclaimer, this is a personal podcast, so any views, opinions, and recommendations are purely for entertainment purposes only and does not intend to malign any other culture, religions, organizations, individual, anyone, or anything. Tandaan, lahat po na aking opinion ay mula sa puso, trulalu at walang halong eklubo. We're now listening to Ang Babaeng Bakla Podcast, mga kwentong trulalu at walang halang eklabo. Ayan! Good morning, good morning, good morning! Good morning, good morning! Yes, hello! Welcome back po sa Ang Babaeng Bakla Podcast. Ako pa rin po ang inyong lingkod, ang inyong host na si Jess. J-E-S-S. So, ayun, wala na naman tayong guest. So, ako pa rin po ang inyong kasama for today's episode, no? Pasensya na, pagtiyagaan nyo na to, ako lang to, charot. Pero, iyon nga, I've been inactive for the past few weeks. Di naman tayo nakapag-update, no? Pasensya na po, something happened lang. And, I'm about to share that with you guys, no? So, before we start, kamusta kayo? I hope you're doing okay. Wala kayong sakit or your mental health is okay, no? Despite of what is happening right now. Kasi, I know it's been a tough month, year, actually, for all of us. So, I just hope na you're hanging there. Kaya natin to. Palakasan na lang sa guardian angel, pero kaya natin to. Char. Pero yun nga. I think you have the slight idea naman na on what will be our topic for today's episode, no? O, diba, ang ingay? Sorry. Pero yun nga. If you have seen, I think naman you have seen na the cover photo of our episode, no? It's about COVID in my own POV. So, ayun. Wait, where do I start? Yeah. Unfortunately, me and my parents are COVID positive. So, nalaman namin yung results just this September 1. And I'm actually recording this right now while I'm on quarantine. Pero, we're just in our home lang, no? Dito lang kami nagka-quarantine. Hindi naman kami dinala sa facility or whatnot sa hospital. We just had this mild symptoms. And I'm very, very thankful na ganito lang yung naranasan namin. Kasi when I found out na positive ako, I was actually panicking. Kasi diba, if you're a loyal listener to my podcast, you'll know na both of my parents ay may sakit. So they are both with comorbidities, no? And if you're familiar with the symptoms of COVID, mas malala yung symptoms or mas malala yung nangyayari sa isang tao if tamaan sila ng COVID tapos with comorbidities pa sila. So I was really panicking and I was hoping na sana hindi lumala yung symptoms nila. So, actually, what happened was, like, around, I don't know, siguro parang mag-e-end ng August, last week ng August, mga ganon. Or, second to last week ng August, basta mga ganon. katapusan siguro. Unang nilagnat si Papa, no? Wait lang guys, hinahapo ako. I think it's like a long-term effect ng COVID sa akin. Madali ako mapagod ngayon. Though hindi naman, share ko lang, no? Hindi naman siya, in a sense na need ko mag-oxygen. It's just that parang minsan parang kapos lang yung hininga mo. If you get what I mean. Basta ganun. Anyway, going back. So, unang nilagnat si Papa. And then, we just assume na it's like the normal trangkaso, no? Kasi parang within 3 days, nawala din siya. And aside from that, wala naman siyang naramdaman afterwards. Like, may ubo ganyan sipon, pero, I mean, it's just the usual flu eh, yung naramdaman natin. So, parang we just assume na it's just that. And then after that, ako naman yung nilagnat. So, ganun din. Parang within 2 to 3 days, nawala din yung lagnat ko. So, we just assume as well na it's just trangkasos. Kumaga kasi magkakasama naman kami sa bahay. So, of course, parang normal na mahawaan. And then, parang ang thinking talaga namin is just trangkaso, no? Ang kaso mo, same day nung gumaling ako from lagnat, doon nag-start na mawala yung panlasa and yung pang-amoy ko. So, syempre, parang unang feeling or unang thinking na nangyari sa akin is parang, shit, what do I do? Kasi I'm pretty sure na it's COVID na without me being tested positive pa. So, I'm pretty sure na it's COVID agad kasi super talas ng pang-amoy ko and I don't normally lost sense of smell kahit may trangkaso ako before. Panlasa, oo, pero yung magsasabay yung mawala yung pang-amoy ko and yung panlasa ko, hindi siya nangyari sa akin ever. So, ang tawag dito, parang I'm 98% sure na it's COVID. Tapos may 2% na parang I'm praying na it's negative, pero I'm pretty sure talaga na it's COVID na. So, ambilis na mga pangyayari kasi, di ba, let's say, this day, kinagabihan. So, kumakain ako, nawala yung lagnat ko. And then, ang weird na ng panlasa ko. I mean, I have this little sense of, paano ba yun? Parang I have this little panlasa pa. Parang I can recognize the flavors, ganyan. The lasa nung kinakain ko. Pero, ang weird kasi you cannot fully appreciate kung ano ba talaga yung kinakain mo. So, dun ako kinabahan, no? And then, sabi ko nga sa inyo, yung pang-amoy ko, super talas. So, even malayong place, like, parang pag may dumahan lang, or pag may sumagilan sa akin na hangin, parang I can smell that even though super layo niya. Eh, yung alcohol na gamit ko, ano nga pang tatak ng alcohol na yun? I forgot. Basta yung brand na super bango. Hindi siya Green Cross eh. I mean, right now we're using Green Cross. Pero yung gamit ko nun before, yung, ano nga bang alcohol yun? I forgot. Anyway, so there's this alcohol na super bango. Na parang akala mo pa bango na. hindi ko siya maamoy. Hindi ko talaga siya maamoy. And parang pag inamoy ko siya, parang super tapang lang. Pero I cannot really tell kung anong klaseng amoy siya. Ganun. And then, diba gabi yun? Gabi yun nung parang na nalaman ko na ganito na yung nangyayari sa akin. And then, kinabukasan, like, umaga, like, literal na umaga, fully, wala na yung panlasa yun, yung pangamoy ko. Ganun siya kabilis. So, umaga ng parang 29? Oo, parang mga ganun. Umaga ng 29, inform agad yung pinagtatrabahuan ko, though I'm work from home naman. If I have mentioned that before, pero I'm working from home. I inform agad yung supervisor ko, ganyan, and such. And then, immediately, sinabi ko rin kay mama, sabi ko, Ma, wala akong pang-amoy, wala akong panlasa. Of course, sila nagpanik din. Kasi if I haven't mentioned before sa inyo, may tindahan kami. So, yung tindahan kasi namin is, alam mo, it's not the usual tindahan na parang may grills, ganyan, or may harang. Yung tindahan kasi namin, roll up yung pinto. So, open talaga siya. Like, literal na open. So, yung pipili, ganyan. Alam mo yun, like, face-to-face talaga. So, we're thinking na baka may mahawaan kami, ganun, ganyan. And yung compound, I don't know if I can say this like as a compound, literally. Pero napapaligiran kasi kami, yung mga kapitbahay namin, puro may mga anak na bata. Like when I say bata, like literal na bata. Like 7 below. So ganun sila. I mean, we have, or meron pa nga talagang baby, like around 1 year old. So, magpanik kami kasi yung mga bata dito sa amin, parang, alam mo yun, parang mga pamilya na rin namin, and they're going in and out sa bahay kahit anong oras nila gusto. Alam mo yun, so they're super close with us. And we were thinking na baka nahawaan sila, baka ganyan, baka ganun. Alam mo yun, ang dami naming iniisip. So, nung same day na yun, I consulted the doctor online to check what should be done, ganyan. And then, she requested me for swab test, no? And then, September 1st, August 31, ako nagpa-swab. And then parang September, may 31 ba yung August? Charot. Oh, meron nga. August 31 ako nagpa-swab. And then September 1st, nalaman ko yung result. So, of course, it's positive. So, pinasabay ko na rin yung swab test nila mama, nila papa, no? So, positive din. Pero alam niyo guys, nung nabalitaan ko, ang ingay ng mga sasakyan, sorry. Nung nabalitaan ko na positive kami, yung feeling ko, I'm torn between being thankful and being praning. Kasi, thankful dahil mild symptoms lang kami. Sabi ko nga sa inyo, si Papa, nilagnat lang, and then ubo. And then, other than that, wala siya naramdaman. Mama, hindi siya nilagnat, pero nawalan siya ng panlasa and pangamoy. And then ako, lagnat, kanya, ubo, sipon, pangamoy, tsaka panlasa na wala. Pero walang ibang malala. We're checking our temperature every day. it's normal. We're checking our oxygen level, pulse rate, ganyan. It's normal as well. Blood pressure nila, okay din. So, I'm really, really thankful na ganito lang yung symptoms namin, no? Kasi, sabi nga ng doctor sa amin nung teleconsult, it's a great thing daw na we're fully vaccinated before this happened to us. Kasi if not, she cannot really guarantee na mild pa rin yung symptoms na maramdaman ng parents ko. Lalo-lalo na they're both with comorbidities na, as I have mentioned. So, yung relief na naramdaman ko, diba? Like, at the same time, parang napraning din ako. Kasi, ewan ko, kasi parang sabi ko sa inyo, I'm torn. Kasi, yun nga yung naramdaman namin. Pero parang iniisip ko pa rin, what if, diba, what if nga kung hindi kami fully vaccinated? So, parang iniisip ko pa rin siya. And, alam mo yun, it doesn't really mean na hindi na naman kami ulit magkaka-COVID in the future, diba? So, ganun yung iniisip ko. Pero, rather than thinking na this is a disaster, I'm actually thinking this as an eye-opener. Kasi, I don't know about your parents, guys, or your elders, no? Kasi, yung parents ko mang pasaway. They acknowledge COVID na nandyan siya, ganyan. Pero, at the same time, they don't really do the precautionary measures para maiwasan yung COVID. Kasi we really don't know kung kanino kami nahawa. Hindi naman din pwedeng ako yung nagdala ng virus kasi parang hindi pala parang yung last na labas ko was 3 weeks ago nung nilagnat yung tatay ko. So, we were thinking na dito lang din sa lugar namin kami nahawa. Kasi, di ba, may tindahan nga kami. And yung father ko yung laging tao sa tindahan. Siya talaga yung nagbibenta, ganyan. And, iniisip nga namin na kung kanino man kami nahawa, nandito lang din siya sa barangay. Alam mo yun, yung parang pakalat-kalat lang. We don't really know kung sino pang nahawaan niya, ganyan. Kasi we cannot really pinpoint kung kanino kami talaga nahawa. And yung parents ko, ang tagal ko nang pinagsasabihan with social distancing, ganyan. Kumbaga yung health protocols, like yung pagsasanitize ng area, ganyan. Kung sa akin, parang halos ipaligo ko na yung alcohol, yung tatay ko naman parang super allergic naman sa alcohol. And then yung mother ko, taig pa ang pagiging kapitana sa dami ng amiga niya dito sa barangay. So, super chika, ganyan, super daming kausap everyday dun sa tindahan. So, hindi ko alam. I mean, hindi ko naman pwedeng sabihin na, ay, baka si ganito, si ganyan, kasi we're not really that sure. Hindi rin naman pwedeng ako, as I mentioned, hindi rin pwedeng ako, kasi yung last na alis ko, 3 weeks ago pa from the day na nilagnat yung tatay ko, and yung mga kasama ko, ako fully vax, sila hindi. Pero, yung guarantee ko is that tatlo kami magkakasama nun. So, yung isang girl na kasama ko nun sa gala namin, nag-eat out kami, na-dengue siya parang a week after. Na-dengue siya a week after, so na-hospital. And then the hospital required swab test for her to be admitted before she can get admitted. And the negative. So, technically, hindi ako sa kanila nahawa. Kasi, negative siya eh. Hindi rin naman pwedeng ako inakawa sa kanila kasi negative pa rin tong isa. So, we're just thinking that dito lang talaga siya sa barangay. And, as I have mentioned, so yung mga bata dito is super close sa amin. So, nung nalaman ko talaga na gano'n yung symptoms, swab test talaga kami agad. And then, we decided to, of course, close yung tindahan namin, kanya. And then, do the quarantine, mag-report sa LGU. Kasi, it's a must. Sorry. Sorry guys, if ganito ako magsalita, no? Kasi, sabi ko kasi inyo, ang bilis kong mahabo. So, if tuloy-tuloy yung pagsasalita ko, hinihingal ako. Mm-mm. So, yeah. I need to get my energy back. Char. Pero yan. Anyway, so, yan. Nag-report kami sa LGU. We reported, nag-positive nga kami, ganyan. And then, we're doing the quarantine, like, right now. Tapos na siya bukas, no? So, yun. Alam mo, ang sabi ko nga sa inyo, it's more like an eye-opener for us. Dito ko nalaman kung sinong friends concern talaga sa iyo when at your lowest. Kasi I'm really, really thankful na hindi judgmental yung mga kapitbahay namin. Kasi diba, when this COVID virus start, diba, ang dami natin nababalitaan na yung people na nag-positive, they don't really get support from other people, especially their neighbors. Kasi parang iniiwasan sila, ganyan. And parang in judgment from other people pag nalaman na positive yung pamilya nyo, grabe. So parang parang binabash, ganyan. So I was worried as well na kapag nalaman ng mga tao dito na nag-positive kami, is ganun din yung maranasan namin. But thankfully, fortunately, hindi ganun yung mga tao dito sa amin. So, when nung nalaman nila na nag-positive kami, hindi ko alam kung bakit, pero araw-araw na ginawa ng Diyos na naka-quarantine kami, lagi may ayuda. Like kung let's say ulam, ganyan, lutong ulam na, or kung hindi man luto, yung raw ingredients pero kompleto, ricado naman, let's say parang manok, and then may malunggay, may sayote, may luya, you know, yung pang tinola. Kung hindi man yun, prutas, gulay, or like the usual na makakain lang, like tinapay, ganyan. And, yung unang pumasok sa isip ko nun, like, sabi ko, sana, lahat ng naka-quarantine, lahat ng positive, lahat ng naka-isolate, nakakatanggap ng ganitong support from other people. Kasi, super overwhelming na malaman na yung mga tao is concerned sa inyo. Even though, alam nilang parang nakakahawa, diba? Kasi there's this judgment na kapag positive ka, ganyan, ay ayokong lumapit sa kanila or ayokong kahit anuhin man lang yung pinto dahil positive sila, pero hindi. And I'm pretty sure nakatulong yung pagiging alam Miss Congeniality ng nanay ko dito sa barangay namin kasi yung mga amiga niya araw-araw, parang araw-araw siya naka-video call, araw-araw may tumatawag sa kanya saying na kamusta na kayo dyan, anong kailangan nyo, ganun. And my friends also nag-PPM saying na kung may kailangan daw ba ako ipabili, ganun, kung may kailangan daw ba kami dito sa bahay while we're in quarantine, ganun. And nakaka-touch, ano mo yun, nakaka-overwhelm. Hindi, paano ba? Hindi ko kasi dapat ipapaalam talaga or ipa-broadcast talaga yung nangyari sa amin. Kasi nga, sabi ko nga, I'm worried na baka may judgment na maganap. However, parang naging sentimental ako nung parang mga first week ng quarantine namin kasi I was scrolling through my Facebook and ayun ko, nung araw na yun, sabay-sabay talaga yung mga kakilala ko na nagpapalit ng profile pictures nila with the candle on it. You know, saying goodbyes with their loved ones. And parang ano mo yun, yung parang super grateful ako. I mean, I'm not saying na isinawalang bahala ko yung feelings nung mga taong nakita ko dun sa FB with their profile pictures thingy. Pero, alam mo yun, parang nanaig lang yung pagiging grateful ko na sabi ko nga, mild symptoms lang yung naramdaman namin. And yung at the same time, heartbroken ako kasi nakikita, I mean, kilala ko yun eh. Kilala ko yung mga taong nagpapalit ng profile pictures na yun eh. I know how heartbreaking it is sa part nila. Lalo-lalo na yung mga close loved ones talaga nila, like nanay, tatay, ganyan, tito, tita, kapatid. And I was so overwhelmed with my feelings na parang shit, super dali na ng buhay. You know, you will never know what will happen talaga in our future. Yeah, I mean, we cannot really say kung saan tayo pupulutin in the future, di ba? And nung araw na yun, so parang sabi ko, super overwhelmed ako with my feelings, halo-halo na I'm thankful, I'm heartbroken, I'm super sad, at the same time happy. I don't know, parang super sabog ng feelings ko nun. So, I decided to post it sa Facebook na saying, alam yun, to give awareness to other people, to share what is happening right now to us, to my family. Saying na, get your vaccine, guys, ganyan. Tell your loved ones, your close ones, na you really love them, ganyan. Alam mo yun, spend time with your families, your friends, your loved ones, kasi we never really know what will happen in the future. And yun, siguro nalaman din ng mga friends ko, a lot of people say get well soon, ganyan, ganyan, ganyan. And then a lot of my common friends, my close friends actually sent a message to me asking kung ano daw yung symptoms na naranasan ko. And I'm shocked na ang dami ko palang kakilala na they are experiencing as well yung symptoms ng COVID. They're positive, ganyan. And they really don't know what to do. I'm just grateful na hindi malala yung nararanasan nila. Yung nag-PM sa akin, no? And ang bigat lang na parang we're sending each other messages na kaya natin to. Laban lang. Pero, wala. Feeling ko palakasan na lang talaga sa Guardian Angel, guys. But, I'm pretty sure na vaccines can help. Vaccines can definitely help, guys. Huwag na kayong maging choosy. And, I'm grateful na hindi ako naging choosy sa vaccines namin. Pinilit ko yung parents ko na magpa-vaccine kung anong available na vaccine. Kasi they really prefer to do Pfizer. Kasi diba with comorbidity sila, so they have this thinking na mas okay ang Pfizer sa kanila. Pero pinilit ko na kung ano yung available na ngayon, pa-vaccine na tayo. So we're fully vaxxed with Sinovac. Sinovac siya, guys, pero it prevents from having severe symptoms from COVID. So, guys, please, please, please get vaccinated. I know some areas or some places in the Philippines, mahirap, no? Mahirap makapag-vaccine kasi supplies are really not met. Tapos yung iba mabagal, no? Yung LGU mabagal. They don't really have, like, a good process on how you will be vaccinated, you know, in schedule and such. Pero if you have the opportunity to get vaccinated, please, please, please get one. Kasi, huwag niyo nang antayin yung, magkaroon pa ng supply ng Pfizer or Moderna. Kasi I'm seeing a lot of posts, tweets, they're waiting for the Pfizer and Moderna before they can get vaccine. Kasi guys, you never really know when will you get it. And hindi rin mahinuhap ng utak ko kung bakit may mga taong hindi pa rin naniniwala sa COVID. Like, ilang tao pa ba yung dapat mawala bago nyo ma-realize na COVID is not a joke? Kailangan ba may mawala pa sa pamilya nyo before kayo maniwala na totoo yung COVID? I really hope na hindi mangyari sa inyo yun before you realize na it's too late. Kasi you're just not protecting yourself from getting a vaccine, but you're protecting your loved ones as well. I mean, it cannot guarantee na you will not get COVID, but at least it will prevent you from having a severe symptoms. And I don't know. I just hope, guys, na hindi nyo maranasan yung COVID mismo before nyo ma-realize na ay totoo pala siya. Kasi, sandamakmak na yung mga post and pagpapaalala na ginagawa ng mga tao, especially our medical frontliners. Sandamakmak yung cases na nire-report. Pero, wala. Yung mga tao is hindi pa rin naniniwala. I know, yung government natin mukhang wala rin plano talaga, no? To help us. Eliminating the COVID. Like, purely. Pero, as a good citizen, do your part as well. Kasi if walang plano tong gobyerno natin to, you know, to do something about this COVID, just do your part na lang. Kasi no one will help you aside from yourself as well. Ikaw lang din talaga yung makakapag-decide whether it's good for you or not. So, yeah. get your vaccine, guys. It will really help. And I don't know if you kung tambay kayo sa TikTok. I don't know if you came across such videos saying na nawalan daw sila ng panlasa. Kaya, oops, 2 to 3 days na kung walang panlasa or walang pang-amoy. And then, a lot of people in the comment section saying that they're experiencing that as well. And wala silang ginagawa. Or they're just, you know, doing self-isolation without reporting it sa LGU. Nakaka-bother. Pero I don't judge them. Kasi hindi lahat privileged to do a swab test. Sorry. Swab test. Kasi, ako I'm thankful na swab test namin is covered by our HMO card. Yeah. It's covered by our HMO card. So we really don't have to worry about the expenses for that. Pero yung ibang tao, wala. Walang kakayahan to do that. And I'm not really sure sa LGU in some other areas if they still provide free swab test. Kasi dito sa amin and sa other areas, hindi na. Hindi na sila nagpa-provide. Ay, before, alam ko oo, pero ngayon, feeling ko hindi na. So, alam mo yun, yun sa comment section dun sa TikTok videos na dumaan sa FYP ko, they're saying na, alam mo yun, soob-soob lang, ganyan, kalamansi lang sila, and then quarantine, and one of the main reason why they don't tell it to other people is that they don't wanna be judged. So, sabi ko nga sa inyo, kaya I'm super overwhelmed yung pinapakita ng support sa pinapakita ng support sa amin nung mga kapitbahay namin, ganyan mga kakilala namin. Kasi, feeling ko super bihira yung gantong instance na kumaga, ano mo yun sa isip ko kasi parang sino ba kami para tulungan nung mga tao na to. Like, they don't, I mean, hindi naman kami pamilya nila para alagaan, di ba? Pero they have this concern to us. They're really wishing us well para malagpasan namin yung struggle na to. Di ba? And sabi ko nga, hindi naman lahat may kakayahan to seek help eh. So, kami, we can do teleconsult, ganyan, with the doctors online. Pero paano yung iba? Diba? So, if you know someone na ganito yung nangyayari, just support them. Like, kung kaya nyo magbigay ng support, or any kind of help to them para malagpasan nila yung gantong situation, please do so. And also, wait. I think I have something here. Wait lang. Kasi someone shared this one to me. Even though hindi ko siya nagamit, kasi nga as I've mentioned, nakakapag-teleconsult naman kami, we have a direct contact with a doctor to check on her progress kanya. And we have like the full kit naman. Like we have the thermometer kanya, we have the oximeter. I have purchased one and pambip nila mama, papa kanya. So we have the full care kit. You know, we have the vitamins also, gamot nila and such, maintenance. So wala akong problema doon. However, sabi ko nga, hindi naman lahat may kakayahan to, alam mo yun, to prepare for their quarantine just in case na maging positive sila. So, someone shared this one to me, and since a lot of people have been positive lately, kahit na nakaka-bother, but I think this will be like a great help kung may kakilala man kayong positive lately. So, meron ditong project yung Office of the Vice President na Bayanihan e-Consulta. So, they're giving COVID care kit to monitor your progress, such as the thermometer, oximeter, log sheet, tsaka yung vitamins also, and iba pang gamot, you know, for the COVID symptoms. So, may nagmamonitor din na doctor from their office para malaman yung progress nyo. So, I think this will be a great help, especially if hindi nyo nga talaga afford or wala tayong budget to seek medical assistance or help, no? So, the doctors actually texting or minsan tumatawag pa para ma-monitor yung progress nyo from Bayanihan e-Consulta. And this is all for free, no? So, hopefully, this can help you guys. So, if you know someone na nag-positive lately, you can recommend this service to them. So, para malinaw, no? And para sa mga gustong subukan yung servisyo na to. So, kailangan nyo mag-message at sagutin yung mga tanong sa messenger ng Bayanihan e-Consulta page. So, it's Bayanihan and then e as in letter E and then Consulta FB page. So, tatawagan or ite-text nila kayo kung sapat na yung details na ibinigay nyo bago sila magpadala ng kit. So, as I've mentioned, may doctor na magmamonitor ng progress nyo. So, you can ask all of your questions, your questions, your concerns about your symptoms and such. So, ayun. And then, other one, I have this. So, just in case, no? Just in case na malala yung symptoms nyo, guys. And, one major thing na nakapagpahirap talaga kapag severe yung symptoms is yung lack of oxygen. Yung hirap nyo sa paghinga. So, I have this. Someone sent this one out to me just in case nga daw na baka mahirapan kami huminga and we're in need of oxygen. So, if you're familiar in using Twitter, no, if you have a Twitter account, so this Twitter account owner at Chocnut Spread, so it's Chonutspread, Chocnut Spread. So that's the username of the Twitter account. So gumawa siya ng Google Sheet na listahan ng mga oxygen suppliers sa NCR at Cavite. So if you need oxygen supply or if you know someone who are in need of oxygen, naghahanap or maghahanap pa lang, you can get this one out. Or you can get this Google Sheet from this Twitter account, and then yeah, so that you can check kung ano yung pinakamalapit na supplier within your area, so that you can communicate, you can talk to them, and purchase one. I'll try to this. Yeah, I'll try to post this one out into my FB page as well, ang babaeng bakla, or in my Twitter, para you can just, you know, retweet. You can just copy it out para hindi na rin kayo mahirapan hindi na rin kayo mahirapan maghanap. No, pero just in case na gusto niyo nang malaman kung sino yung kung ano yung dapat gawin or kung kaninong account, this is here. So, ayun. And ngayon parang nagbabalik naman na kasi yung panlasa and yung pang-amoy ko, no? So, tips na lang din, just in case you have, like, the mild symptom, is that nagsusoog kami. So, if you're familiar with soap, it's just, pinakulo ang tubig with asin. If you don't wanna do asin, then, Vicks, ganyan yung vapor out. Or, may luya, ganyan. Pero kasi I prefer just mainit na tubig with asin. Tapos, magtataklob ako ng kumot. Kasama yung mainit na tubig. Tapos yung usok niya, yung parang iaano ko sa katawan ko. Tapos hanggang pagpawisan ako ng sobra-sobra. Siguro just to, let out those toxins, ganyan, sa katawan mo. So, yun. If you can do it 2 hours, if you can do it every 2 hours, that's better. Pero kasi kami, ginagawa lang namin siya ng umaga, tanghali, gabi. Ganun. And then, calamansi juice, or lemon juice, or ginger tea, ganyan sa labat. That will help you as well gain your sense of taste. Ganun. And ayan, kung hindi niyo naman, kasi ako, I prefer the calamansi, kasi calamansi juice, lalong-lalo na dahil wala nga akong panlasa. Ang weird lang, no, guys, sorry, singit ko lang. Ang weird lang kasi ng pag wala kang panlasa for this COVID. Like, before naman, nawawalan ako ng panlasa, pero hindi ko lang ma-pinpoint yung weirdness nitong symptom ng COVID, no? Kasi, kakain ka, you can really tell whether it's maasim, matamis, ganyan, or maalat. Pero, hindi mo ma-appreciate fully yung flavor. So, halimbawa, kakain ka champurado, alam mo matamis, pero may mali. Inom ka ng calamansi juice, maasim, pero may something. So, ganun siya. Ganun yung, hindi ko ma-explain yung weirdness nung ano. And, sabi naman ng nanay ko, sa lahat naman daw na nawala ng panlasa, ang takaw ko pa din. Ewan ko, parang, mas kumana yung yung pagkain ko nung wala na ako ng panlasa, siguro dahil hindi ko siya nalalasahan fully, so parang hindi ako naging picky sa food, lalo na sa gulay. So yung mga hindi ko kinakain before, nakakain ko siya ngayon kasi nga I cannot really tell kung ano siya, kasi bukod sa wala kang panlasa, parang medyo numb din yung ngala-ngala and yung dila mo. So, whether it's madulas, like yun sa talong, or matigas, ganyan, you cannot really tell kung anong texture niya. So, ganun yung akin. I'm not really that sure kung ganun din ba sa iba, pero yun yun sa akin. And going back, dun sa tip, so aside from doing the calamansi juice, ganyan, halos gawin na nga namin tubig, if pwedeng ganun yun sa inyo, gawin nyo. Take your vitamins as well. So, yung vitamins, imbes na 500 milligrams lang, gawin nyo siyang 1,000 milligrams. So, merong nireseta sa akin yung doctor na vitamins. I forgot the name. Kasi hindi ko siya nabili. Kasi I've asked sa madaming drugstore pero hindi talaga siya available. Lagi daw out of stock siguro kasi yun nga yung nare-recommend ng mga doctors ngayon for patients. Kanya kasi effective daw talaga. I forgot the name. Pero it's vitamin C plus zinc. So, iba yung nabili ko kasi nga hindi nga siya available. So, the other one that the doctor recommended was the Consays. So, it's multivitamins with zinc pero other vitamins as well. Pero, it's another good variety of vitamins that you can take daw. So, I've purchased that. Medyo mahal lang nga lang, no? Medyo mahal. Pero, just ko, huwag na maging juicy if we can get immediate response from the vitamins, diba? Kasi kailangan namin magbawi talaga ng lakas. So, I've purchased that kahit medyo mahal. Kasi isang box talaga yung binili ko, oo. Kasi tatlo kaming gagamit. So, ayun. You can purchase that. Wait nga. I'll try to check if meron dito yung reseta ng doctor. I forgot the name. Wait lang. Wait lang ha. Ayun. The vitamins was Immune Pro. Immune Pro. Like Immunpro. Yan. Immune Pro. Yun yung vitamins. I'm just not sure whether it's available to the major drugstores in your area. Pero dito sa amin hindi. Tanong na ako sa Watson, sa Mercury Drug, South Star, TGP, wala talaga. So, I'm not really sure kung dito lang sa area namin ubos or meron ba sa ibang lugar. Pero yun yung advice nung doctor sa akin kasi effective daw. So, if you can purchase Immune Pro for you guys, that's much better. And then, if you can purchase as well an air purifier, kahit yung maliit lang, just to sanitize, just to cleanse the air within your quarantine area para hindi lang din paikot-ikot yung virus. If you can purchase one, please do so. Para yung ventilation din, no, hindi siya... Tama ba ventilation? Basta ganun. Just to cleanse the air. So, I have purchased one. Yung na-purchase ko parang tago 1,000 yata to sa Lazada. So, you can check that one out. Marami naman sa Shopee sa Lazada if you don't wanna get out na. Yun. So, it can really help para hindi rin paikot-ikot lang yung virus. Pero, this is just like, a minor tips eh. Or another precautionary thing to do. Hindi pala siya precautionary kasi nangyari na if positive kayo. So, I suggest ang una niyong gawin talaga is magpa-vaccine. Like, guys, vaccine talaga, oo. Maniwala na kayo sa COVID. Hindi siya biro, guys. Hindi ko alam kung bakit hindi pa rin kayo naniniwala hanggang ngayon. Some people really don't... I don't know. They really don't believe in COVID. Pero please... Please, maniwala na kayo. Hindi ko alam kung ano pang dapat kong sabihin for you guys too. To realize, no? Na it's really not a joke. Kasi kahit kami, or ako personally, kahit ba sabihin mong mild symptoms lang, I still have this kakapraningan moment while I'm on quarantine na paano pag biglang, alam mo yun, parang biglang madagdagan yung symptoms ng parents ko or ako, parang biglang mag-search up, bigla silang may maramdaman na kakaiba. I still have those thinking eh. kahit na vaccinated na kami, kahit fully vaxxed na kami. So, I cannot really imagine kung hindi kami fully vaxxed. Kasi just to share with you guys, yung second dose namin, last dose ng vaccine namin, we got it ng August 3rd. Tapos, diba sabi ko sa inyo na naramdaman namin yung symptoms para mga katapusan ng August. So, that's just weeks apart. So, imagine if we haven't got the vaccine and then, diba, we got the symptoms now, end of August. Like, parang, diba? Or if we got the vaccine pretty late before kami tamaan ng symptoms. So ganun, may ganun ako moment, may praning moment talaga ako. And I'm super super grateful na hindi ako naging choosy, hindi kami naging choosy sa vaccine. So guys, please get what vaccine is available in your area and do your part. Kasi it's not just for yourself, it's for your loved ones as well. Lalong-lalo na if you have seniors sa bahay nyo or mga bata. Diba kasi a lot of, ewan ko kung nababalitaan nyo, pero ang daming mga bata yung naapektuhan din ng COVID ngayon. So, diba, you're just not protecting yourself, you're protecting your loved ones as well. So please, 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 get vaccinated. Paulit-ulit na ako guys, hindi ba kayo na umay? Pero wala akong ibang gustong iparating kundi magpa-vaccine kayo. And please, please, stay safe. Alam mo yun, do your, I don't know, parang if, siguro if wala naman na kayong dapat gawin outside, huwag na lang lumabas siguro. It's an eye-opener for me as well. No, kasi parang ngayon, siguro inisip ko, kailangan ko lang talaga mag-double ingat, hindi lang para sa akin, kundi para sa parents ko. So, ganun. And, ayun guys. I just hope na, alam mo yung malagpasan talaga natin to. It's been a year, magto 2 years na nga. And wala pa rin pagbabago, pataas na pataas pa rin yung cases. 26,000. And mind you, hindi pa yun yung full number ng cases kasi ang dami namang hindi pa nagre-report sa LGU. They're just doing their own self-quarantine. And a lot of people can't get vaccine still. So, sabi ko nga, if you have the opportunity, if nandyan, meron sa area nyo, please get a schedule and get one. Kasi it's not really a joke. COVID is not a joke. So, yeah. I hope, no, na may naparating ako message sa inyo. If you have any questions about the symptoms, naranasan nyo, if you want to ask more on what we did during the quarantine, can message me in my Twitter, IG, or FB page, no, ang babaeng bakla. I can definitely answer your question, you know, or if you just wanna talk to someone, kung ano naiisip nyo ngayon, ganyan, please, please do so, para, alam yun, we have each other naman in these times of pandemic. So, yeah. Again, please be safe. Alagaan niyo yung mga sarili niyo, yung loved ones niyo. Spend time with them. Sabi ko nga, tell your close ones, your loved ones, that you love them. Kasi, you would never really know. Okay? So, yeah. See you in my next episode. Hope to talk to you soon, guys. Thank you for listening. And get vaccinated again. Get vaccinated. get vaccinated, okay? 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 Okay. Bye-bye, guys. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Mwah, 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 mwah.